Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-host Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Steve down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we have an interview with Brett McConnell out at LCO Conservation, and then lastly, some ice fishing tips from Earl Brosdahl. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event at Hayward Power Sports. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with the hardworking Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable sportsman or live life wide open in the high-performance RZR. Let Hayward Power Sports help you find the dream machine and then get your rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months. Tis the season to ride and save during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com. Offers valid in the U.S. through 12/31/18. Subject to credit approval, rebates, and financing vary by model and year. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky for fall hunters and anglers, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out today, I've got co-host Desmond Bennett, and we've got Steve in here. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning.
And Desmond, good morning. I know you're happy you got your deer.
Good morning, folks. I'm very happy.
Yeah, you got a six-pointer, and I shot one the next night, too, so I guess the bucks have been moving.
They're certainly moving, yep.
And we're hearing people are getting their bucks, and so the deer are moving, and a lot of the ones that are coming into the store. A lot of reports that they're getting their deer.
You know, as we're recording this, all of a sudden it's winter and lakes are freezing up, but I suspect they'll, right till the very end, some of the hardcore muskie guys will still be out there trying to get their boat in.
They still are. They're still out fishing. Sold some suckers this morning. So, yes, muskie guys, the hardcore guys are still going out. The ice isn't that thick yet that they can't go out and fish.
What have you heard as we're recording this as far as the last couple of weeks here or last week as far as the fishing? Was there a lot of muskies caught toward the end of the season?
It's relative to the number of people that are fishing because that's gone way down. But the ones that are going out, they are catching their muskies. It's not like it was, you know, certainly 3 weeks ago, but muskies are still being caught.
And you heard anything on the walleye fishing?
Very little on the walleye.
I think it's real close right now as we're sitting here. The guys will be out on some first ice here pretty quick.
Yep, that's what most of them are waiting for. They're waiting for the ice so they can go out and start ice fishing.
Well, you know, early ice fishermen might be out there by Thanksgiving.
Oh, I would agree. Looking at the forecast, the ice, it's starting to be on the lakes. And then also here at the store, we're set up for all your ice fishing equipment on the shelters. We have clam, the Eskimo, and the otters, plus lots of various types of tip-ups and rod and reel combinations. So come on down and check out our stock.
You know, we're sitting in one of them clam shelters right now. It's kind of a cushy seat. That's comfortable.
Sure is. It looks like you guys did a different setup than last year, maybe, with some of this ice gear. And, you know, it looks really good. I see a couple rods I'd like to go test out a little bit.
Yes, there are some nice new rods as far as how the tips are, the various type of rods where you get a better feel. Also, how the tip bends. And so with some new technology, come and take a look at them and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on the new tips.
But, you know, the gun deer season this year, I think it's going to be a good deer season.
Oh, absolutely. I think it will be, too, with the way the winter has been rolling in. And the deer were not that active earlier, but they are now, and it seemed to be the rutting season is definitely they're running.
I think the rut was a little bit late this year, Desmond.
You know, it's my first year getting out, but I had a lot of people when I was, you know, spent last week sitting in the stand, and I didn't see anyone moving. And I kept saying, they're not moving. And folks that weren't sitting in the stand kept telling me, oh, they have to be. They weren't.
You know, in talking about the hunting season, muzzleloader season will be following up right after that. You know, and doesn't seem to be as many guys go out for that, but that's a real good opportunity to go out and get a buck, too.
Oh, absolutely it is. But we haven't had any questions on the muzzle loading at this point in time, but we do sell the ammunition.
Well, you've got stuff for muzzleloader. Actually, got some muzzleloading guns, too.
Yes, we do.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for coming in here. And like you mentioned, you guys are all geared up for anything anybody needs for the late season, the hunting, and for the ice fishing.
Oh, absolutely. We have 3 archery technicians, which we've been pretty busy here the last couple of weeks. So we sell Mission and Matthews. Again, our technicians, we have someone here every day for those things that happen, but usually it's the string comes off or string breaks. And then also in the ice fishing, we're ready for you.
You bet. Well, thanks for coming in here.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff.
And Desmond, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. And we come back, I've got an interview that Art did with Brett McConnell out at the LCO Conservation, talking about a couple interesting things. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
When the trails open, be ready thanks to the Ski-Doo Yellow Tag promotion at Hayward Power Sports. Get a $1,000 rebate and a 2-year warranty on a 2018 Ski-Doo MXE TNT 900 Ace. This trail sled is powered by a 4-stroke Rotax engine, features 3 driving modes, standard, sport, and eco mode. Even has 2 keys, one program for you and a learning key for young riders. Visit Hayward Power Sports during the Ski-Doo Yellow Tag promotion through November 30th, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on creditworthiness. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, you know, Art had a chance to talk to Brett McConnell out there at the LCO Conservation, and they're doing a lot of stuff with their hatchery, updating it and doing a bunch of stuff out there.
That's interesting what he had to say. Certainly is.
Let's hear what that interview was, and we come back. I've got another interview with a pro ice fisherman and a lot more on your outdoors.
Today we're spending a little time with Brett O'Connell, who's with the Conservation Department for the Couderay Tribe, and they've been working, as we reported this spring, on improving their fish hatchery. And what was the goal in terms of numbers? Do you remember, Brett, how many fish do we want to be putting out compared to what we had been putting out in the past?
So we, in the past, we you know, on any given year, a good year, we might get, you know, anywhere from like, you know, 8 to maybe 15,000 extended growth walleye. That's been our focus. But now with the new facility, you know, and depending on how much we can raise, you know, from our side and maybe some lake associations and stuff, I mean, we could produce upwards of, you know, 40 to 60,000 extended growth walleyes. And I mean, that's the goal. I mean, to attain that, you know, these days with how much it costs to feed these fish, it's going to be kind of hard. But the fact that the facility is in place and it is there, and you know, there's always different programs that come up, government programs that can help subsidize, but at least we'll have the facility in place. So that's the goal. The construction of the project's been going okay. All this rain this summer has really, you know, been hard on the concrete guys in this whole area. So we're actively this week, and into the first couple weeks of November, we'll be pouring concrete. We've already been pouring some of our footings, and we'll be working on some of our walls. And that's the goal, get the concrete done this year, and then the ponds will be excavated and lined next summer.
The whole goal of the program, obviously, is to improve walleye fishing and muskie fishing, mm-hmm. where possible. And that's really important because a lot of people don't understand that because the tribe has rights in terms of spearfishing, and they use those rights, and a lot of people get upset about that. They think, oh, it's just hurting our total numbers. Well, you're putting a hell of a lot more fish in than you're taking out.
Sure, sure. And in fact, like this year, we have... We ended up raising 12,300 extended growth walleyes, and there was an average length of those that was 7.3 inches. 9,200 of those went into big LCO, and the remainder was kind of spread out amongst the other lakes that the tribe spears. Yeah, our goal is obviously to triple that production, you know, and to strengthen all the numbers. I mean, walleyes taste really good. I mean, that's why we just can't seem to have enough to satisfy everybody. But the goal is to get the eggs from here, put the fish back into the lakes that they come from, and to increase production and be more efficient with our production, and to really figure out the right recipe out there for you know, to raise as many fish as we can for the cheapest amount of money, but yet the healthiest product we can have. So that's the goal. We're on the right track. A lot of legwork and time has been spent in getting this facility built. The USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs, we've had help from the local lake associations and promoting it with Chippewa flowage especially. We have a lot of buy-in from the Couderay tribe, just loves this program. And we're employing people. We're putting people to work. We're working with the college. The college is out there with their interns. So it's just been a really good overall project. And it's great because we are sitting in what I consider the Mecca of Wisconsin for fishing, and now we have another facility right at you know, at our hands. So it's a great deal, and we're excited. I want to see it complete. I want to see it done so I stop losing more hair. But yeah, it's going pretty good. So
the other thing that you're concerned about is the quality of the water in Couderay.
Sure.
And Muskie Bay specifically, as I understand it, the Corps of Engineers has some funds available to do a continued study of the bay to see how we could improve the spawning areas in the bay.
Yes, and there's this new program that the Army Corps of Engineers has kind of developed through the Civil Works program, specifically for tribes where the Army Corps has a lot of highly educated fisheries research and biologists at their disposal, and they want to do more projects that have to do with fisheries and water other than, you know, shoreline work or like building bridges or other sort of civil projects like that. They really wanted to focus, and they approach us, all of the tribes in Wisconsin, they approach us, they said, we have programs here, we have things that we can help you with. And so we came back and we approached COLA and our staff, and you know, there are problems that we have locally with muskie natural reproduction for a variety of reasons. But we have an area in Muskie Bay that we've done an extensive amount of work with water quality research, plant ID and plant management and mapping. And I think Lacouture right now might be the most researched lake in the entire state of Wisconsin. It has been for 10, 15 years. And this is just going to be another component of it. Dan Tyrolt and Paul Crystal, our fisheries guy at our department, have kind of taken the lead on this project. They're going to do, I think that the last thing that I had heard that, you know, they're going to do a feasibility study on where in the bay is the best areas that possibly that we could restore for spawning habitat. We're also looking into maybe some more wild rice reintroduction. The rice really grows well in Muskie Bay and in Stookie Bay. You know, it, at least to have a presence of it. I think the days of beds of wild rice are probably over on a lake like this, but I mean, just to have the presence of wild rice back, and maybe look into more diversity with plants. The water quality has started to improve. There has been things done agriculturally that have led to significant improvement, in my opinion, in water quality and plant diversity. And we feel that, you know, once we get a handle on the nutrient load, we can really start to target, okay, this is what we can do to improve reproduction. Because we have a perfect scenario on this lake, the Big Lacouture, for spawning. And we want to see if we can improve it. And Army Corps of Engineers has a program right there that, I mean, there's some deep pockets on that. And we'd like to really, and COLA has been great, and COLA is another, just a great tool. So that's the goal. There's a lot more information coming down the pike. This is just a little bit. There'll be more specifics, and it's ongoing. It's going to be over probably the next 2-3 years. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made. I think it's going to be something, it's new, it's cutting edge. It'll be something that, it might be just a pilot project. We'll see if it works, but it can't hurt.
Well, thanks for taking the time, you listeners. If you want to see what's going on, contact Brett. Thanks again, Brett.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Well, it was interesting listening to that, especially when it comes to the hatchery, but also the spawning and reproduction of the fish on Lacouture. But, you know, we need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. And we come back, we're going to have an interview with Bro Brosdahl.
OC Outfitters has everything to keep you warm and active this winter. Clothing, socks, boots, and outerwear, plus a full selection of ice fishing equipment, including Mr. Bunny propane heaters, minnow buckets, ice shacks, tip-ups, jig poles, and of course, live and artificial bait. All this and much more, including alfalfa and deer corn, at OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open daily at 8 a.m. Call 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check and Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, you know, ice fishing is the thing once you got started in. You like ice fishing.
Ice fishing was really the first outdoors pursuit I took up when I moved here, and everything else has followed from that. But originally, ice fishing stole my heart.
You know, and you can stay pretty comfortable out there ice fishing with all the gear we've got now and the warm gear.
Yeah, you really can. And there's, you know, the floating suits. They've got a ton of different options at a ton of different price levels. But I think it's Striker is making a line of bibs and jackets for women, which is nice because you can get a better fit.
Right. Well, Clam and everybody's got them now. I happen to be wearing Striker stuff yet, but even in the fall, I wear the floating suits because it's just that peace of mind that if something goes wrong, at least I'm not going to have the weight of that heavy suit dragging me down.
Absolutely. You can't be too careful.
You bet. Well, you know what, talking about ice fishing, jigging is primarily the way that everybody goes after the panfish, ice jigs. And I had a chance to talk to Brian Brosdahl over in Minnesota, who's one of the better known ice fishing guides over there, about jig fishing. Let's hear what he had to say. Bro, you know, when it comes to pan fishing through the ice in the wintertime, you know, how you jig or move your jig is important. Sometimes you don't want to move it at all, but, you know, give us some tips there.
Well, you know, when you're jigging, you want to draw the fish's attention, but you don't want to jig so much you actually lose it and scare them away. You want to jig to the natural kind of what the beat of life is. You'll see the little bugs darting around, and you'll see a bloodworm struggling. Nothing swims perfect. So you don't have to worry about having your lure always perfect and straightening the knot. I actually run messy lures. I'll have my bloodworms. If you check out Northland Tackle, there's a bloodworm. I have it hanging down sometimes, and that might look messy, but it doesn't spin your line, and it entices the fish. Because if you ever watch bloodworms and you see them anywhere in life, they don't swim sideways like a snake. They swim up and down, and they're actually feeding on deciduous matter, the decaying stuff that's in a lake. And it's not just bloodworms. If you're using impulse mayfly or if you're using a tadpole, just give it enough action. And sometimes when people are watching me jig, they can't tell I'm jigging because I'm moving it very subtly. So jig it in the hole. Make the action in the hole and then drop it down and create that action and do the same thing with the rod. But if you don't look at it before you put it down, you might be over jigging down there and you don't want to scare the fish. Entice them and get them to bite. That's the name of the game with plastics.
You're fishing with small jigs and plastics and small, you actually use a split shot too to help get down, or you try to keep away from that?
Well, I try not to use anything extra on the line unless I want to flash fish in. And actually, the fish are not afraid of split shots. Sometimes I'll put a spoon on the line to draw fish in from a distance, and I'll have a dropper. Sometimes I'll take a little forage spoon, put a 1 foot dropper and a little tungsten bait, and then hang plastics on that. But most of the time, you want the plastic to fall slow and just quiver it. Make that fish want to eat it, because insects don't move super fast. They move slow, and you want it to look like an easy meal for them.
You know, when it comes to ice fish for panfish, we've seen a lot of innovations over the years. One of the things is the jig material itself. We're seeing quite a few of these new tungsten jigs.
Yeah, tungsten has really, really became a popular way to go. Tungsten's heavier than lead. And it's smaller and heavier, so you could have a tungsten lure in really small hook sizes, which are good for panfish, and it'll get you down there faster. But they hold your line straight. They move around a little bit. You could bounce it more. Tungsten's great for giving action to lures, and you know, just, you know, if you're fishing maggots or if you're fishing plastics or waxworms, it's a good way to go. Tungsten costs more. There's not a lot of tungsten on the planet, so tungsten's a very expensive metal, and so you can see it in the cost. What you'd normally get two lead lures for, you'd get one tungsten lure for. But, you know, get a good collection and try them. The mini fireball jig from Northland Fishing Tackle is a simple round jig. You've probably seen it for walleye fishing in the summertime. Now is in tungsten with a nice wide gap hook to get around a big crappie's mouth. Also try the mini marmuska, which is the one with the glitter. It has micro glitter. The fish love it. And, you know, check the different colors. Try different colors in different lakes. If you're in stained water, metallics work really well. There's UV on both of them, and UV helps the fish to see it from greater distances. And then they have glow eyes. So one thing you want to check out is the tungsten lures. The action you get out of them is really good. Remember, when you use these, the eyes are turned sideways. They're not traditional like a regular jig. It looks like the line eye is sideways. Tie a loop knot around it. With a loop knot, it's not tight, and it'll rock back and forth more, and you get twice as much action. But always use light line when you use these.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to us, and the new innovation, it should help guys catch fish.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it was interesting, and you know, the tungsten jigs, I've went to using a lot of those tungsten jigs he's talking about because they just get down quicker.
They do. That makes a world of difference fishing with a regular jig, and then you switch to a tungsten. It saves a lot of time and helps with your patience when you're just dropping straight down again.
Well, line too, you know, and the other thing, you want to make sure that you don't overweight your line. In other words, if you're using tiny jigs, going with 6 pound test line, you're not going to catch a lot of fish. You want to go down to 2 and 3 pound, 4 pound at the most line.
And it's just not going to move right. It's not going to do what you want it to do.
Right. It's just kind of a too stiff, that line is. And then same thing's true if you're fishing jig and spoons and other more aggressive baits. And that's the other thing we don't see a lot of over here in Wisconsin is that when it comes to ice fishing, especially for walleyes, most of the guys go out and they set tip-ups out. Well, you go to Minnesota, for instance, and most of the guys jig fish for them over there.
You know, I know some people who do some jig fishing for walleyes, but around here it does seem like most people set tip-ups for
them. And when you're looking for the jig fishing, what you're doing is you're running and gunning, you're drilling holes, and you're looking for the more aggressive fish. So basically, if you're going to use a jigging spoon or a jigging wrap or a puppet minnow, that type of bait, you don't want to sit in one hole and just constantly work it. What you want to do is drill a bunch of holes, pick the best spots you can. Use, like, if you got a hummingbird, like a Helix 7 or Helix 5 or Helix Ice, and you've got the Lake Master maps, you've got a pretty accurate map, so you start looking for points and turns and places that are going to be high percentage spots, and you drill some holes, you wham, bam, you go in and you work that aggressive presentation. You will catch the active fish, the aggressive fish out of there, and then get out of there and go to another place.
Right, absolutely. That was the big thing I learned last year after doing a tournament with Wisconsin Women Fish was that hole hopping. And I think my last time on the ice in April this past season, I think I drilled 25 holes that day, just chasing panfish, but they weren't moving.
Well, you know, but that's the whole point is that, you know, you're hearing a lot now in the summertime about guys catching walleyes on jigging rapalas and that type of bait and jigging spoons, and they're looking for aggressive biters. They're moving in, hit, bam, 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 and then out of there. And you can do the same thing on ice. You can actually do the same thing on ice. Where most people that walleye fish tend to, in the summertime, they'll go to one spot, anchor up in the evening, throw out slip bobbers, and wait for the fish to come in. And they're doing the same thing on ice, where you can actually, you take the more aggressive approach, moving around, running, and gunning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Desmond, you know, we're about out of time for this week. I want to remind folks there's a lot of new ice gear out there. You want to stop by Hayward Bait down here and take a look at what they've got. We've got the new electronics like the Helix come out with now, a new Helix 7 all season. What that is it is the Helix 7 with the ice pack with the transducer for ice fishing, but it also comes with the boat mount and the boat transducer and the extra power cord so you can mount it in your boat and take it from your ice fishing into your boat without having to buy anything extra. And it is networkable to your trolling motor.
That seems like a pretty good investment if you're going to buy some winter electronics to get something that worked for summer as well.
Well, Desmond, we're out of time here. I want to remind folks that if they miss a show, they can always get that show on our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, they can link through to the podcast site and to our YouTube page. And
hopefully we've been running out of time, not getting enough time to get a bunch of video stuff to get up there.
Yeah, it's been a busy fall.
You bet. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.